Welcome.
If you're watching this onboarding video, it's because you want to be the best snuff slut that you can be. I applaud your efforts so far and congratulate you on the start of your journey. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then you're most likely watching this because you got jacked and body snatched. I have bad news for those of you. I want you to look to your left, now look to your right. Statistics show that you are going to be the best snuff sluts out of anyone else in this room. Because what you're going to learn in step two is that there is no room for acting in snuff films. We deal in reality here. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First things first. My name is Mercy. Very nice to meet you. If you want a part in any of our pieces, you need to recognize one truth about yourself right away, from the get-go. If you don't want a part in any of our pieces, then that's fine. You can be fodder for those who are easily satisfied, if that makes sense. You won't need to do anything except die quickly. But if you care to work on the craft and stay alive a little bit longer, then what you need to recognize is this one truth about yourself. Are you ready to hear it? You are not special. You are no one. You have no name, no family, no past, and barely any future. Let it sink in. This is what I like to call the Bergeron effect.
I don't expect many of you to understand what that means, but I don't know, if you ever get internet access again, fucking Google it. It boils down to this.
Every one of you so-called snuff sluts is equal. There is nothing special about you. And if there is, we take it away. The reason we do this is because you're meant to become a canvas for the audience's sadistic, sick, psychotic desires that they can't bring anywhere else. You serve a very important purpose. You are the literal and figurative whipping people. If you're not familiar with that term, it just means somebody that takes the punishment of others. Sometimes I get in my own head and I imagine that people know what I mean. Anyways, the point is, for the purposes of this endeavor, you need to recognize that you are nothing but a screen in and of yourself on which our investors and audience can project anything that they've ever wanted to do to anybody. You serve a very important purpose. And while you're nothing, you should always remember that you're going to be forever. You are going to be indelible in people's minds when they see you. Really, you're going to live forever. And isn't that just a gift? Isn't that what every single human being wants? No, of course not, because you're not a human being. Not anymore. That's enough of an introduction, I think. So, some practical viewing might be helpful in this instance. You are now going to see a demonstration of what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I have been to too many of these onboarding sessions in person to not know that some, or probably all of you, have just sent up a cacophony of protests and muffled moans and screaming, "No, please, not me, why me?" And I know that there are some of you squirming in ecstasy at the thought of joining our team, and those of you, let me just give you a little wink there and let you know that I understand your excitement. Just listen to the screams around you. Very pretty. The rest of you all, quieting down now. Those of you having such a bad time, just sit tight, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing to be overly concerned about. I can see you, well, practically, all squirming in your seats, waiting to see what fresh hell is about to befall you, but I assure you, you're not going to take part in this part. No. Some of our veterans will show you. Are you ready to continue? I think so. So, on the screen next to me, you're about to see an example of expert-level degradation. That's one term that you should familiarize yourself with. Degradation. It degrades you. Degradation has such a connotation to the idea of bullying or saying untruths, lies, in pre-2016 speak. But here, it's a tool, a scalpel, that turns you into what you want to be. Or what we want you to be, depending on how you got here. So, anyway, it should be starting. If my timing is correct. I'm not good at math. You might or might not get to work with these artists before your career is ended here, but hopefully you will. I do hope so. It's very personally fulfilling to work with somebody who you admire and look up to. And I really hope that by the end of this onboarding video, you'll admire our actors who've managed to make it so far. So, on the screen, I am happy to introduce my friends, Mr. and Miss. He knows what to do, and so does she. Well, now she does, that is. When she was brought here, she thought she had an escape, a way out of here, back to her life. But he's gonna show her how wrong she is. Now pay attention. Feel yourself inhabiting whichever role resonates with you. Would you want to do this to somebody? If you would, you're my friend, Mr. If you couldn't ever imagine doing this to somebody else, then you're most likely best fitted for the role of my friend, Miss. Watch what happens and think about how you might perform this scene. It starts. In this moment, again, I reiterate, she imagines that she's going to get out of here. This doesn't happen in real life, does it? It's all got to be some sort of bad dream. Even if it's happening, she's going to get out of here. And that's her mindset. But he takes out a knife. And she sees it. Her eyes get wide. Very lovely. We can see the tears. They catch the light so nicely. As does the blade. See the way he runs the blade along the buttons of her shirt? They come off so easily. A sharp knife is very important to our work here. It does make it very satisfying to hear the when the knife runs up through the threads. Cuts off the buttons. They come off so easily. Her clothing. Do you recognize the insignia, the logo? This was the uniform she was wearing to her job at the bookstore before he snatched her up. It was the last remainder of her days at bumfuck nowhere State College. These little reminders are important to take away. Now, she's naked in the open air for God and anyone else to see. This is step one in tearing down someone's sense of self, their ego. You can see her wild eyes moving back and forth, bulging out of her sockets. She's very, very worked up right now. So, next, you'll notice the way that he begins talking very softly to her. This isn't something that he was told to do, mind you. He is an expert at this and has seen that this victim, this lovely lady, she's not able to take much more stimulation right now. Her fight or flight has kicked in, and she will not be good sport if she does nothing but tremble and sit still. Interaction is very important for these films. So, he starts to walk the thin line between keeping somebody viable and keeping somebody aware of what they are. He begins to ask her questions. What's your major? What's your year? And he promises not to hurt her. He'll be breaking that promise soon, I assure you. And look, doesn't it work like a charm? You can see some color starting to come back to her face now. She answers in a soft voice back to him. No. This, what she's doing, this is mimicry. This is the mental state most susceptible to the Bergeron effect. She's hoping again. She's seeing him as her ally. Now, watch what happens. He's going to ask her name or something a little bit more personal. And she'll answer. Bang! Yes! You see that shit? The betrayal in her eyes. Stupid bitch. She knew it was him who took her. She saw his fucking face. But yet she believes, she knows that she has a way out of here. She's the hero of her own goddamn story, right? No. No. Oh, dearie dear. So, now he goes into the repetition. He's taken to the belt for now. A lash with a buckle. Every time she answers her old name, he asks, what is your name? That he will continue to do this until she answers correctly. That she is nothing. What is your name? Yeah. Bang. What is your name? Whoops. Nothing. Finally. That only took a few cracks. If she survives this, she'll be ready for her first film. Maybe it'll be her last as well. That depends on a few factors. No one but the best of you need to know what those are at this stage in your career, so don't worry about it. Suffice it to say that if one of you lovely ladies or gentlemen or sadistic or, what's that fucking term? Switchy. Switchy enough to be chosen as an aggressor, you will be invited to participate in our master class, which is more, hands-on than this one is going to be. But back to our demonstration video. Next. After the beating, next in her ego erosion session might be him telling her to relive a lovely memory while he rapes her, or he might break a few fingers to show her that nothing is going to come of her screams for help. So, that's enough of that video for now. This is a good segue into the second most important concept of her work here. As I said in my introduction, there is no room for acting in snuff films. We don't want to see anything but raw, unbridled misery, and neither does our audience. This demonstration will illuminate some of the ways in which you can expect to behave. Screams are important. If they come across as forced, they will sound fake. Then again, sometimes the pain is too much for folks, and they just, for lack of a better word, shut down. Similar to what I warned you about in the last unit. They shut down, and this is also no good. Direct your attention to the door at the right of the room. Here's a lovely lad, ready to be made an example of. Watch how he is lashed. Now, listen.
See those screams, they're good and they sound real, don't they? Huh? Fuck. Oh, every time I host this training, I just fucking can't help touching myself. You'll have to pardon me while I fucking watch because I can't. Oh, I can't see this happen without taking part. He's so confused, isn't he? He's so sad. How did he get here? Why is it happening to him, huh? But now, we just like the sound of his voice, his screams, the way it trembles, but what he needs to pay attention to are his captors. And so, listen, the question, you like that? And the answer says, yes, yes. And now he starts to be touched. And he doesn't like that. Next, he remembers himself. Says, I'm not a faggot. Get away from me with that con, huh? Oh, fuck, isn't it so lovely knowing that he has nothing to say? Nothing to do? Oh, God. He's still protesting. There's a problem, though. These words, they're awesome because they cause panic. God. Listen to them. You do what you say, you fucking faggot, or else you'll never make it out of here alive. There's that promise again. The implication that if he does it right, he can get home. We know something he doesn't, though. He's gonna be made to enjoy it. Oh, and I fucking love this shit. Oh, watch. He's being broken down. He's not faggot. He's not into this. He's not. Of course he's hard. He can't help it. He can't help it. He's getting his body touched, and it's just a reaction. Oh, it's so sad how that happens. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm fucking touching myself. Watching this. This is one of my favorite scenes. God. And next he says, okay, please stop, see? Oh, God. Listen. See the subtle tonal shifts? You know? It's important to capture that. If you're hoping to make more than one film with us, you gotta give a little bit of fucking nuance. Oh, he's getting touched, getting jacked off by a man. Oh, he just wants it to be over. Look at his eyes. He might even start crying. Oh my God, if he fucking cries, I'm gonna come all over my fingers here. Oh, fuck. Oh, isn't that good? Oh. Yeah. Oh, Scott. The second capture in there. He sees him. Sees him starting to go limp a little bit. So what does he do? Drops to his knees. Starts licking his balls. Nobody can withstand that. Not even if you're straight as a fucking arrow. Oh, mouth is a mouth, isn't it? He could just make it all go away if he thinks real hard about how he can get out of here, right? Right? Oh, it'll make it work. Fuck. Okay, now, it's getting better. You see his eyes shut, veins in his neck. Fuck yes, now he's matching the rhythm with his hips, bucking into that hand. Anything to make it over. Here he is. The end is nigh. it's almost the end for him. He's fucking about to, he's about to go. So am I. Oh, God. Yes. The fucking money shot coming all over himself, all over his captor's hands. Well, I know that guy. He won't like that mess. Untidiness pisses him off, and so does rudeness, especially from a subhuman snuff slut like this guy. And so now. Now, here we go. The final scene is make him lick his cum off his hands, clean him up, and then what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen next? What's gonna happen next? I have no fucking idea. Oh, look at that. Oh, the blood everywhere. Oh, spray. Misty spray in the light. Oh, against the captors' faces. Oh, it's very artistic, yeah. Oh, I'm fucking beautiful. Fuck, I love my fucking job. Oh my God. Sad. Sad for him. Sad for us. Because he didn't make it. It is an investment for our studio, so why was that? Why was that? What was wrong with his performance? Anyone? Was it perfect? Was it? If it was, we might as well all swallow our fucking tongues, because there's nothing else for which to strive once perfection is attained. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, did he mean it? Huh? Was his begging convincing? Raise your hands if you believed him. Huh? Fucking do it. That's right! There was no emotion, no feeling, no desperation. He was just waiting for it to be over, as if it ever would have been. Oh my God. Oh, he tried to act his way out. I can always fucking tell. So, what is my point? Anyone? You may speak now, yes. Answer my questions when I fucking ask them. Anyone? Make a fucking noise. Exactly! There is no room for acting in snuff films. He was acting to himself, thinking he'd be out of here soon if he just gave in. If he just acted like a sniveling victim, then maybe they would pretend to kill him, and he could just go away. He was wrong. He forgot the Bergeron effect. He is nothing. Isn't he? That's right. Fuck. What should he have done? He's not an actor. He should react normally. Take him away. Thank you. Okay. I know it's a lot. It's a lot of technique I'm laying on you right now, but it's okay. There's not going to be a quiz or anything. Again, we just want you to react normally. When the camera's on you, you find it much easier. Just imagine all those eyes behind it. Everybody watching you, loving it, coming all over themselves to your death. Fuck. Okay. Third. Arguably one of the most important. Always respect your director. In this next part, I would like to put out a warning that if anybody in the room has a weak constitution, you might want to leave. Oh, fuck. Got another lovely little starlet as the victim, and another masterful aggressor, so watch this now. He says he's gonna get the best performance out of her that she's ever given. She still thinks that she's gonna be performing something. This is just gonna be what happens to her. So, she answers back to him. She says, "Ugh, what the fuck? Am I right?" Now, what did she do wrong here? Exactly. What should she have done instead? Just fucking listen to him. Exactly right. Give him what he wants. And if she had done that, he probably would have made it end a lot more tidily. No, she didn't have to die with her brains bashed all over the fucking floor. Do you know what? It was her choice. Really, when you think about it, it's just a problem for the director now because he needs a new little snuff slut to be brought in to be sacrificed. Happened too early. It happened to me before too. So, we know what she did wrong, right? She didn't respect the director. All together now, we will always respect the director. We will always respect the director. We are nothing. We are nothing. You are nothing. Yes. Oh, you guys are getting it. Fast fucking learners. I love it. It's what the fuck I like to see. And this is what the fuck I call tribalism. Us against them, don't you know? It's always the best ones who are... whom? Yes, us! Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm proud of you, freshman class. Come on in, guys. They should all be raring to go. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your attention. It's been a privilege to get to see you. Yes, I've been watching you call me a liar. I see everything. That's right. Ooh, nice job there, pal. Good job. Hey, you, little blondie bitch in the front row. Hi, honey. You can't see but your large gentleman colleague behind you. He looks very promising. I can tell you his cock hasn't been soft since we brought him in. Are you trying to impress me, sir? Huh? It might be working. And you, second from the back. Your curly hair is gonna be fun to rip out or set on fire. Oh, whatever the fuck they want. And you, gentleman in the corner. Your tears have been driving me wild. You cry so pretty. I have just the scene in mind for you. Oh, all right, boys. Are they all subdued and ready to go? Awesome. Well, get him the fuck out of this room. And again, thank you for your attention. If you need me for absolutely anything after my beautiful visage leaves the screen, don't bother looking for me.
I'm either filming, being filmed, or have been snuffed out. So, remember, you're not dying for no reason. You're dying so snuff psychos can come all over themselves watching what happens to you, and then coat themselves all over again while your corpse gets wrecked. On behalf of all of us here, welcome to your new existence.